Will you be able to fly in an electric plane before you finally buy an electric car? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Eco-activist Swedish teen Greta Thunberg made headlines by sailing into New York. She'll be at a UN climate summit and refused to take a carbon-spewing flight to get there. Cue me feeling guilty about my life choices. Electric-powered planes promise cleaner flying, but they've long been disregarded as impractical because batteries just weren't powerful enough to keep planes going. Things are changing, though, and while flying JFK to Sweden on electricity is still a long way off, a large percentage of flights are regional hops, within range of newer, better batteries. Graham Warwick covers technology for Aviation Week. We talked about the potential electric flight has to reinvigorate regional air trips, but first, I asked him how much the industry's grown in the past few years.
NASA started talking about electric propulsion probably back in about 2010, and pretty much got laughed out of the room. Now, within 5 years of that, we were seeing some serious developments, and now we've got aircraft flying. So, I mean, it's been a very rapid so far.
They were laughed out of the room, you said at first, but what was the change?
Well, because it doesn't look practical when you first look at it, because we know that batteries can't store enough energy to fly an airplane. So when you first start talking about electric, you know, people just say it's not possible. You know, gasoline or kerosene, you know, which is what airplanes use today, is like the perfect fuel. It's very dense and it carries a lot of energy. And aircraft are very, very sensitive to weight. So, you know, it's a liquid fuel, as we call it, is perfect for aircraft. And you look at batteries, they just don't carry anywhere near as enough energy. But what's happened is batteries have got better, which is undoubtedly true. But also people have begun to change the way they think about airplanes. They've been able to come up with designs that are actually practical.
A couple months ago, we had the Paris Air Show, and there were electric models on display. I mean, how many were there? Are we talking like record numbers?
Yes, I know. It depends on how you count them, really. We're in an unusual time for aviation in that, you know, that traditionally aviation has not been a very fruitful market for entrepreneurs and startups. It takes a lot of money and a long time to develop an airplane, so it's never really been a market that has brought the sort of Silicon Valley type of thinking to it. But we're in an era where that is actually happening. So because the electric technology is so readily available, and, you know, it's not like a jet engine, it's very specialist. It's off-the-shelf batteries, it's off-the-shelf motors, things like that. So we have a lot of people who are entering the market. I mean, it's in the hundreds. I mean, just the sort of air taxi ones that would operate inside city, there's probably 200 different projects underway around the world.
Wow.
Now, how many of those are serious? A handful. But it's a lot of activity.
What market forces have driven the development of electric planes so far?
Principally two: emissions, which is big in Europe, and operating cost, which is big in the US particularly. So if you were to go back, you know, into the 80s or 70s, people were used to flying from small cities to big cities in little airplanes, propeller-driven airplanes. But over time, those regional airplanes got bigger and bigger, and the airlines operating them got swallowed up by the big airlines. So the actual level of air service that you get if you're in a small city is worse now than it was 20 or 30 years ago, because that regional airline sort of thing doesn't exist to the same way that it did back then.
Right.
And the reason is that the aircraft are expensive to operate. So the people who are pursuing electric aircraft see this. If you can get the cost of operating the aircraft down low enough, you could then start having the ticket price low enough to get people out of the cars and out of their buses and into airplanes.
Well, how long until these kinds of planes are commercially viable?
Well, we've got to get the rules in place to certify these things, you know, for the regulators like the FAA to be able to say that these aircraft are safe. We have to have the regulations, and those are being worked as we speak. There's already an initial set of regulations in Europe that companies can design to prove that their aircraft is safe. And the FAA here in the US is working along a similar process. They have several companies that are already in the certification of their aircraft, so they're actually providing information to the FAA to prove they're safe. So There are prototypes flying today. There will probably be some experimental flights in cities and in sort of short-range flights next year. And people are talking about sort of commercial service, certainly by the middle of the next decade, maybe as early as 2023, but certainly by 2025, you will see, probably see, you know, some level of commercial service with these aircraft.
Well, how long until your average person like me could expect to fly on an electric plane?
Yeah, the big question is, so the vast majority of people who fly in, you know, what we consider as large aircraft. So they're sort of like a 737 or an Airbus A320, which has got about 150, 180 people on them. Or if you fly across the Atlantic, you fly on a Boeing 787 or an Airbus 350 or even a 747 that will carry, you know, 200 or 300 people. Now, they're farther away. Electric technology is going to take a lot of development before it can begin to power aircraft of that size. But because of the pressure on emissions from aviation, particularly in Europe, we are now hearing manufacturers like Airbus seriously talk about at least introducing some degree of electric hybridization in their next generation of aircraft. So they could have aircraft in development, you know, in the early part of the next decade that are at least partially electrically powered. There are ways, a bit like your hybrid car, it's the way you introduce this technology is you don't, you know, the first one was the Toyota Prius, and then before it didn't take long before the all-electric Tesla came along. But early on, the technology wasn't quite ready to make them all electric, so there was a hybrid electric. Well, that's kind of the same with big airplanes. If and when they start, it'll be sort of a hybridized solution. So they are talking about, you know, seriously talking about sometime in, you know, beginning development of big airplanes with some degree of hybridization, you know, in the early years of the next decade.
Graham Warwick is executive editor for technology at Aviation Week. By the way, I did bring up the sailing Swedish teen with him, and he says she's not alone. Domestic air passengers in Sweden are down as more eco-conscious citizens opt for rail travel. And now for some related links. Want to get a look at one of the electric planes that turned heads at the Paris Air Show? The World Economic Forum's site has a profile of a plane from Israeli company Eviation. It seats 9 and can travel close to 650 miles. It's called Alice. Electric flight is still developing, which means there are hiccups. The Verge has a story on a battery-powered demonstration flight that crashed into a Norwegian lake recently. It comes as the country aims to make all domestic flights electric by 2040. I asked Graham Warwick how much of a setback the crash is, and he pointed out that plenty of loss of power incidents happen with fossil fuel-powered flights, which I'm like, yeah. Anyway, happily, the two passengers on that recent crash survived. I mentioned how Swedes are down on flights. Turns out they're super down on flying. They've coined a new word, flygskam, which translates to flying shame. Mother Nature Network says there's also a complementary word that means train brag. I'm not going to try to pronounce that new Swedish word because it appears to contain an angstrom. Anyway, flygskam is real, so much so it's causing anxiety for airlines. At an industry summit in Seoul, the head of the International Air Transportation Association said, "Unchallenged, this sentiment will grow and spread." I'm certainly planning to say flygskam at least 20 more times today. Finally, going from electric planes to electric cars, kind of, CNBC reports that Tesla is now offering its own car insurance. You have to be a Tesla owner and, for now, live in California. But the company says it'll expand to other states. It says its plans could cost as much as 30% less than ones from competitors. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. Flygskam. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.